rain that moved through a big part of the Midwest yesterday is winding down in the eastern parts of the region here this morning, and we'll look for the afternoon to look progressively better in the eastern portions of the Midwest. The West will already be in better shape. We don't expect to see much additional precipitation across the Midwest after we get through the morning. Another trace to, well, maybe a quarter to three-tenths of an inch of moisture will occur from Kentucky into eastern parts of Ohio and western sections of Pennsylvania. Otherwise, some drizzle may occur in parts of the Michigan region, and we'll look for dry conditions to occur in the remainder of the Midwest. Most of the precipitation that occurs today is not likely to have nearly the impact that we saw yesterday. Some heavier rains occurred yesterday from southeastern parts of Missouri and southwestern Illinois, as well as the northern delta into parts of southwestern Ohio, and some amounts range from a half to 1.5 inches. Even something locally greater occurred in a few locations. The temperatures this morning are still warm across the Midwest, but they are cooling down. Temperatures are running mostly 40s across the northern two-thirds of the region, but we are still in the 60s at this hour from parts of Kentucky into Ohio. The warm-up that we've seen the last couple of days is fading away, and we'll see cooler conditions, in fact, more seasonable conditions occurring across the region as we move through this weekend. The high temperatures today may go ahead and bounce back into some 60s and lower 70s in the easternmost sections of the Midwest, but once that frontal system moves through some of those areas, it'll be difficult to warm much further. The warmest part of the day may be late this morning to around midday. The western Corn Belt will see highs today only in the 40s and 50s, and we'll see similar conditions occurring across the majority of the Midwest tomorrow and perhaps also on Sunday. The only difference for Sunday's weather is we'll see a little bit warming tendency to occur near and west of the Missouri River. Temperatures may get back above 60 degrees in those locations. And the warming trend will become more significant across the Midwest as we move from Monday into Wednesday. During that time period, we'll see the highs getting back into the 50s and 60s across a big part of the region. But another frontal system expected during midweek next week will bring those temperatures back down a second time. The frontal system will bring precipitation into the western Corn Belt on Tuesday and into Wednesday, with the precipitation moving on into the eastern portions of the region Wednesday and Thursday. The majority of the precipitation will be light, running a tenth to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch, with a few local totals maybe getting up around an inch or an inch and a half. The storm system continues to be somewhat disorganized and poorly advertised by some of the model data, so there may still be some adjustments made to the amount of rain that falls. However, our temperatures will go ahead and cool down again behind the system, and late next week we'll see the afternoon temperatures back into the 40s and 50s across a fair amount of the Midwest. Our lowest temperatures at night this next 5 to 7 days will probably run mostly upper 20s and 30s in the north and west, and mostly 30s to a few lower 40s in the south and east. The warmest temperatures will occur just ahead of that next frontal system, and that will take place probably on Wednesday morning of next week. In South America, the forecast has not changed greatly today. Northern Brazil will continue seeing a lighter than normal amount of rainfall and rather poor distribution for the next week to 10 days. Some of the model data, though, is advertising an increase in precipitation as we get out towards the middle part of the month, maybe after the 15th. In Argentina, a well balance of rain and sunshine and warm weather will occur to stimulate some aggressive early season crop development and some additional planting of corn and soybeans, as well as some other crops. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.